Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, November 20th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. What if you could get around Fresno County without a car?
This regional rail service, it'd be faster, meaning it wouldn't have to stop at every intersection, every stop sign. It would stop at maybe 2, 3, 4 stations on its way into Fresno.
The new idea for a regional rail system that's being explored and where the proposal stands now. We'll have that conversation in just a few minutes, but first, these news headlines. A new report paints a gloomy picture for California's finances next year. The Legislative Analyst's Office says next year's potential fiscal downturn is larger than anticipated. The forecast right now shows the state faces a potential $18 million deficit, and that's due to rising costs for state programs. The analyst's office recommended the state not bet on tax revenue from the artificial intelligence industry. That's because the stock market appears to be overheated and that revenue could be less than anticipated. The billionaire businessman and environmental activist Tom Steyer is now running for California governor. Steyer's a Democrat, and he's pitching a strong focus on affordability. He said in his announcement that he'll push corporations to pay more taxes. In 2020, Steyer unsuccessfully ran for the Democratic presidential nomination. Steyer's wealth makes him a major contender in a crowded race that includes several Democrats and 2 Republicans. All candidates will face off in the June primary, with the top 2 moving into the November election to replace current Governor Gavin Newsom. A California program offering up $2,000 in assistance to lower-income individuals to purchase an e-bike was suddenly scrapped, despite its popularity. The California E-Bike Incentive Project saw 100,000 applicants in its first round of vouchers. The project also directed customers to local retailers, including the Electric Bike Shop in Sacramento. Owner Mike Major says he was surprised by the decision.
It didn't last very long, so I can't really say how effective it actually was. And we think we need a little more long-term data to figure out the pros and cons of the voucher program.
Major says only 2 people came in to use the vouchers at his shop, likely because only 2,100 were distributed across the entire state. Fresno County has named a new director for its Department of Public Health. KVPR's Samantha Rangel reports.
The Fresno County Board of Supervisors approved Joe Prado to run the department. Prado has been serving as the interim director since August, and leaders say his decades of experience in public health made him the clear choice. Prado began his career with the county in 1997. He worked as a community mental health specialist who helped inmates transition into care after being released. He's held multiple other roles in the past 3 decades. County officials also highlighted Prado's collaborations with schools and healthcare providers to focus on health issues that affect the region. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
Millions of dollars in funding are coming to Fresno and Bakersfield for low-emission transportation improvements. California's U.S. Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff announced $16 million were allocated to the city of Fresno to replace and rehabilitate buses. In Kern County, the Golden Empire Transit District received $11 million to advance sustainability projects. And in total, 24 projects in California were funded through the Federal Transit Administration's Low or No Emission Grant Program. Health officials in Tulare County say they're seeing an increase in cases of tuberculosis, or TB. That's a respiratory infection caused by bacteria that can be transmitted through close contact. The infection is treatable, but doctors say early screening and detection is important to prevent its spread.
If you start your day with Central Valley Daily and are looking for a companion program in the afternoon, there's All Things Considered. Hi, I'm Sarith Hawk. Each weekday afternoon, I'm on KVPR's broadcast, bringing you the day's local and national news. Join me for All Things Considered, weekdays from 3:30 to 6 on KVPR. You can also stream us online at kvpr.org, through your smart speaker and on the KVPR app.
And now to our main story. A century ago, rail travel was commonplace in Fresno County, and a local planning agency is now evaluating whether what used to work in the past could be the way of the future. The Fresno Council of Governments has commissioned a feasibility study for a regional rail line. It would connect small rural communities to larger cities, such as Fresno and Clovis, and it could drastically cut back the number of vehicles on the road, and not to mention pollution. The project is still many years out, but the potential for its success seems to be there, and it somewhat relies on the success of the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. To learn more about what this local rail line could involve and what's next, KVPR Associate Editor Carrie Klein sat down with Paul Herman. He's the Deputy Director of the Fresno Council of Governments. He begins by telling us why this idea is not so unconventional.
So back when Fresno was originally founded, 100 years ago, railroads were kind of the form of transportation that was the foundation of a lot of the cities in Fresno County. And to this day, there still exist some of those lines that run throughout the Central Valley, including Fresno County. And so what you'll see if you look at a map of all the railroads in the county is that there's these lines that reach all the way down to Sanger, Reedley, to the east, and as far west as Mendota and Fireball. And so the opportunity has arisen to kind of evaluate what a passenger service. Right now, those are predominantly used for freight movements, for businesses, for agriculture, for manufacturing. But we're seeing kind of throughout the state that these passenger-focused kind of they originally started as commuter lines, but have become kind of all-day kind of passenger services. There's other proposals in the valley as well. There's the Cross Valley Corridor that's running between Visalia, or will run between Visalia and Hanford for Kings and Tulare County as well. That's envisioned to connect to high-speed rail in the future. So this is kind of a similar type of analysis to see if that kind of service, and it wouldn't be super high frequency. It would be probably an hourly or bi-hourly service if it were to be deemed feasible. But it really is to evaluate, is there alternatives to driving in Fresno County? High-speed rail is going to be a centralized hub of transit services in the future. And so if there is a way to get more communities connected to that future high-speed rail service that doesn't require you to drive, that's really what we're evaluating with this study.
And to be clear, it's just a study. You're nowhere near construction of this line yet.
It would be decades away. Yeah, this is a study, a feasibility level study. So not, you know, pre-environmental, pre-engineering, it would be probably 20 years off at least, I would say, if it were to happen.
So as you said, the current plan for this rail is that it would connect rural communities from eastern and western Fresno County to the urban Fresno-Clovis core. Could you speak to the importance of having these rural and urban communities be better connected?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of these rural communities have just a lack of options for access, right? You're typically driving a vehicle. There are some rural bus services, but they run maybe only one or two bus lines a day, so very infrequent. And we've seen that a lot of these longer bus routes that take 1, 2, sometimes 3 hours all the way out to Kalinga, those are just not conducive to a high ridership. A lot of people just don't see the value in taking such a long journey that have to make so many stops. And so this regional rail service, it'd be faster, meaning it wouldn't have to stop at every intersection, every stop sign. It would stop at maybe 2, 3, 4 stations on its way into Fresno. So it would be a lot faster to get into Fresno and connect into high-speed rail eventually. Mm-hmm. But also, like I said, really providing that option today. A lot of folks, when you live in Reedley and you're trying to get to Fresno, really your only option is to drive. There's not many viable options that are frequent enough for you to rely on every day.
And so the Fresno Council of Governments right now is also overseeing another major project, the Push to Renew Measure C.
Yep.
That's a half-cent sales tax that funds transportation projects. How does Measure C play into this regional rail idea? Are they connected, or are they two completely different projects altogether?
Yeah, they're two completely different projects. Not to say that Measure C dollars couldn't help support future transit. Likely it will help support future transit projects, but yeah, they are separate endeavors. One is a very high level feasibility study, and one is trying to figure out how we're going to pay for the entire transportation network over the next 20 or 30 years. And so, yeah, we do a lot of studies at Fresno COG. A lot of them kind of sit on a shelf and never materialize. That's the nature of long-range planning. You want to understand the potential of maybe an idea, but whether or not it becomes reality, a lot of things have to line up for that to become true. So two separate efforts, definitely.
So the Measure C Steering Committee recently voted to allocate 25% of those tax dollars to public transit projects. That would be other, it just would not be, those would not be this public transit project.
Yeah, likely would not be this public transit project. And a regional rail type service would be quite expensive. I'm sure you've seen cost of transit projects over the last few years throughout the state. They're becoming more and more expensive. So not to say that Measure C couldn't be a match of some sort in the future for transit projects, but it really is to fund the 25% that you're talking about that the steering committee recommended. That really is envisioned for the existing transit services that are existing today. So, yeah.
Is there, speaking of cost, is there any way to be able to predict in your crystal ball how much a project like this would cost?
I mean, it's definitely in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, there's no doubt it would be several hundred million dollars just because the track, even in our initial evaluation, so we're about 6 months into the study. We've gone out to these corridors. We've evaluated their current condition. Right now, they're not suitable for passenger service. They'd be too bumpy of a ride, not comfortable enough for passengers. So there would need to be a lot of rehabilitation work. There would need to be stations and platforms put in, right? And purchase the vehicles, get a maintenance facility. So there's quite a bit that goes into these types of systems. And yeah, so definitely in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Very interesting. And so when do you anticipate the feasibility study to be finished? And then if you were to move forward with this project, do you have any idea of what that timeline would be?
So right now we are anticipating that the study is going to be concluded by September of next year. And that will then kind of help guide the next steps. Whether, you know, there's several different potential routes it could go in terms of who picks up the study and moves it forward. There's a rail agency today, the San Joaquin Joint Powers Authority, that runs or manages the Amtrak service that is in existence today. They're in line to work with the California High-Speed Rail project in the future to operate their initial service. So that's one potential agency that could look at our study and want to try to advance it. There could be a JPA that's created with Kings and Tulare County as they advance their Cross Valley Corridor. This could become a situation where both those lines kind of unify into a service that connects into two high-speed rail stations in Hanford and Fresno.
JPA being a Joint Powers Authority.
Sorry, yeah, Joint Powers Authority. And then Fresno County has the Fresno County Rural Transit Agency that currently runs bus services throughout the county. And so that's another potential agency. So it's this study isn't really going to say one agency is going to be the one that pushes this forward if it were to happen. It's just laying out kind of what's necessary in order to start a service like this, what kind of technology would be utilized, what's the costs at a high level, what are the challenges and opportunities is really what the study will evaluate. And the study could say, yeah, it's just not feasible or not feasible for the next couple of decades. That's kind of what the study is going to look at.
Paul Herman, Deputy Director with the Fresno Council of Governments. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was KVPR Associate Editor Carrie Klein speaking with Paul Herman. He's the Deputy Director of the Fresno Council of Governments, or COG. Right now, Fresno COG is conducting a feasibility study for the light rail. You can submit questions or comments on the study. Just email regionalrailstudy@publicinput.com. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
So sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.